Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Is Lock and Load. Joining me now from deep in the heart of Texas, from Gun Owners of America, is Stephen Wilford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, let's do a little talking. Now, you brought up something called the forced reset trigger, which is one of these enhanced semi-automatic fire devices they put on there. And the ATF has never liked that particular one for whatever reason. And they've been going after it for a very long time. What's going on with the forced reset trigger?
Well, as of this morning, apparently their decision making made the force reset trigger illegal. And of course, it was being fought out in court, and it was basically a stay so that they couldn't enforce it. And the ATF whined and cried and filed with the Supreme Court to reverse the stay on it. And the Supreme Court, as of today, has said no, the stay of the force reset trigger is still in effect, meaning that they cannot do anything about a force reset trigger. And which also kind of gives you an indication that the lawsuits against their deciding that it's illegal is likely to be in our favor. So, yes, if you have a force reset trigger right now, according to the Supreme Court, the ATF can't do anything about it. We just keep on winning against the ATF, and it seems like they need to just understand and quit trying to make rules.
So the force reset trigger, like I said, it's an enhanced semi-automatic fire device meant to mimic really fast fire, almost, some might say, trying to come close to mimicking fully automatic fire, which is, that's a very tough thing to do with a semi-automatic trigger. I mean, you run binary triggers. You tell me you got a couple of those. Which, by the way, they've never gone after binary triggers. Have you ever sat back and said, that's awful curious?
They've never gone after binary trigger, and they shouldn't go after the force reset.
No.
So the force reset trigger, you pull the trigger, and when it fires, it pushes your finger forward,
right,
and you pull it again. So it forces your finger to move forward, and if you pull back again, it fires again. With a binary trigger, you can shoot it actually semi-automatic like any other rifle. And it also has safe like any other rifle. And then you can flip it back, and it fires once you pull the trigger and once you let go of the trigger. But it's still with the motion of your trigger. So, you know, a binary trigger, they have said up to this point, and I'm sure at some point they'll decide that the binary trigger is illegal also. And they'll try that. And as they've tried everything else, they keep doing what they can to regulate what it's supposed to be, shall not be infringed upon. And they keep continuing to do things like that. And the gun world keeps filing lawsuits and keeps overturning what the ATF is trying to do. They can't do it without Congress, you know?
Right.
And they just decide that, well, we'll just make our own rules now, and they cannot do that.
Well, But they want to. They're trying very hard to do that and everything else. Now, they keep losing all this between what you do, with what Gun Owners of America does, the Second Amendment Foundation, a few other places that you're familiar with. What are your thoughts on their continued efforts to try to take away the Second Amendment? That's what they're trying to moot it.
People need to understand that what they're doing, they're using your tax money to take away your freedom. Gun Owners of America, please go to gunowners.org and help us fight this. They have unlimited resources to use your tax money to infringe upon your rights to own a gun. And that should be illegal.
Right.
You know? And plus they get the lobbyists with George Soros and his unlimited money too. And so please go to gunowners.org and help us fight the fight. And, we're winning against the ATF, and that's important. And we need to continue to get in the fight and bring some of our freedoms back. Gun Owners of America, we not only fight new bills and new laws that are coming up, but we're also in the fight to try to retake some of the freedoms that you may not even know that you've lost.
Yeah. That's that thing that a lot of people get out there and they don't understand. They don't quite realize it's the gradualness of it, everything. They don't feel the infringement.
Well, it's like the old saying about putting a frog in a pot of water. If you put him in a boiling pot of water, he'd jump out right away. But if you put him in a pot of water and slowly turn up the heat, he doesn't realize it until he's boiling. And they've been turning up the heat for a long time now, and Gun Owners of America have been jumping. It's time for everybody in to get jumping before it starts boiling.
Right. Well, that's one of those things that, I don't know, I get out there and I simply, I don't think some people understand sometimes what happens if they take away the Second Amendment right. What would be...
Well, they're already...
Yeah?
They're already trying to infringe on our First Amendment, our freedom of speech and stuff. And if you take away the Second Amendment, there's nothing to stop them. There's nothing to stop them from doing whatever they want to do. Second Amendment was made to hold a tyrannical government in check. It wasn't about hunting. It was about holding a tyrannical government in check.
When you do you remember when they were taking children from their parents in Australia and sticking them in a sports stadium so that they could be vaccinated for COVID and everything? Do you think that would have happened in a United States because we have the Second Amendment, because we could have said, no, we don't think so?
They're not coming to get my grandchildren.
Yeah.
They're not going to come get my grandchildren.
Most people,
they're not forcing us to do anything.
Most people do not look at that and say, huh, I'm so glad we have the Second Amendment because this didn't happen today in this country and that didn't happen today in this country. And we only see the kind of things that we see happening in this country, in the blue states, where the Second Amendment is heavily restricted, despite the Bruin decision and everything else. But we are coming up on the first break. Stephen, if you would, tell everybody how to find you.
Well, please go to The Barefoot Defender, and you can find me. You can find my book, A Town Called Sutherland Springs, at Amazon. You can also find my book at gunowners.org. And while you're at gunowners.org, sign up, be part of the solution. Get in the fight for your freedom because it matters. Please come see us at gunowners.org.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Stephen Williford from Gun Owners of America, the Barefoot Defender. Now, I talk a lot and train a lot to be a gunfighter. Stephen is, in fact, has been and continues to be a gunfighter. On your regular day-to-day, Stephen, do you carry a pistol concealed or out in the open?
I actually, for the most part, carry mine concealed. But there are times that I do carry open. There are most people in the gun world suggest that people carry concealed so that the gun cannot be taken from you.
Right.
And I agree with that for the most part. I'm going to say that if you do choose to carry open, like a police officer, you should put yourself through some gun retention training and have some more skill. You better be better skilled than the average person if you like to carry open. Now, I will say, again, I've done some gun retention classes and things like that. I will say there's times where I do carry open, and when I do, it is a visual deterrent. If you're in, say, a convenience store and you're carrying open and somebody wants to come in and rob that convenience store, they'll think twice if they see someone in there with a gun.
Right.
And it's just like with if you go into a convenience store and you see a uniformed police officer, you don't want to rob that convenience store at that moment. It is a visual deterrent, but again, for the most part, people should carry concealed. That also keeps the robber from knowing and thinking, well, somebody might be in there concealed carry. You know, you can't just bet on, you know, in states like Texas where we have constitutional carry, where you can carry concealed or open without a permit. And I think all our states should be that way. I think we ought to have reciprocity through the whole country so we don't have to wonder about, well, is this state going to be friendly to me when I carry? Gun Owners of America invited Ted Nugent recently to come and speak at the Capitol, and he made the comment that when I go someplace that is a gun-free zone, it ceases to be a gun-free zone when I get there because there's at least one gun there.
Yeah, Ted's a... Ted.
I love Ted Nugent.
Yeah, he lays it out there, huh?
He speaks his mind. You never have to guess where he stands.
Yes, he's.
And I'm in no way encouraging somebody to break the law. I do that disclaimer right there. I'm not encouraging somebody to break the law. I usually avoid places that won't let me carry, and that's just me. If you want my money, people say, are you carrying today? I say, I got pants on, yep. So therefore I must be carrying because my gun goes in the pants as soon as I pull them up.
Right, right. So to that end, as far as all that goes, I look at that, and I myself, if I see a gun-free zone sign here in my state, if it says it's a gun-free zone, and I carry concealed is my choice. Sometimes I do carry outside the waistband. Sometimes I carry inside the waistband, but I always pick the holster to be concealed. So I'm concealed, but I always, most of the times, if I can, I go around the back of the building because in South Carolina, they have to have the gun-free zone sign on every door. And if they don't have the gun-free zone sign on every door, then their claims at gun-free status are, they can no longer have the force of law behind them. So, if I don't see that, then I'm like, okay, well, that's that sign on the front of the door. There's many of them. There's only one retailer I've ever seen that actually has them on every door.
So here's what I truly believe, because I'm a property owner, and I think I should be able to control my property.
Sure.
And if you choose to make your property a gun-free zone, that should be up to you. And I can find somebody else to do business with. But I also believe that if I choose to go in and do business with you and I leave my gun outside your business, and now if somebody comes into your business and I get injured, because I didn't have my gun on me. I think you should be responsible for my safety.
Yes. Yes. I'm waiting to see some of the, I want to see some states actually adopt that law or start. We need to see some lawsuits in that area. Now, in terms of trying to make it, like you were talking about, GOA tries to get reciprocity and everything. Most of the time in the gun rights organizations, there's a lot of fires to put out, and there's not a whole lot of time, most of the time, where somebody can get out there and actually say, I'm trying to do something proactive. So do you think a lot of the fires that we have to put out are all put in place so that you guys can actually do the good work versus having to do the put out the firework?
Well, you know, we were almost there for reciprocity before the Las Vegas shooting happened.
Right.
We were two days from getting a vote, and we had enough votes to get it done. And then, of course, the liberals never let a disaster go to waste.
No.
They used that as an excuse to not let everybody carry. And again, the more good people carrying guns, the less likely these things happen. So, you know, we are pushing. We got to coming into the political season again. And with any, you know, we'd like to get everybody out there and get them to vote, get them go vote pro-gun and stuff. And at the point where we get another pro-gun president and the House and the Senate, you know, then we need to push our agenda at that point. Last time we had pro-gun president and House and the Senate, they choose to do other things other than what we asked them to do. But now we have a Second Amendment lobby, and we hope that we can pass some of these laws, you know, and push these things to make them happen. John Cornyn signed the Safer Communities Act and trampled all over our Constitution and led 14 other rhinos to do it. And now he, when he knows it can't happen, he sponsored reciprocity. He sponsored the short barrel rifle bill to get it taken off the NFA. When he knows, even if it did pass the Senate, then it wouldn't have, when he sponsored it, it wouldn't have passed the House. And even if it did pass the House, the president would have vetoed it. You know, it's real easy to say, oh, I'm pro-gun. Look, I sponsored this bill.
Yeah.
He sponsored a bill when it could not have been pushed and passed.
Steve,
signed in the.
We have run out of time. I love the rant, Stephen. Thank you very much. Gunowners.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations has issued a warning of an impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville releasing his hold on certain military promotions, despite the Pentagon's abortion policy remaining unchanged.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and, you know, it's just when they change the rules, it's hard to win.
Tuberville said today he will only obstruct promotions for four-star generals and officers. In the most recent indication of a cooling labor market, job openings reached a two-year low in October. According to new government data, there were slightly over 8.7 million vacancies during the month. This marks a decrease of more than 600,000 openings, surpassing expectations for a significant drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse. When I went out to the range the other day, Rob, I took three pistols. I took 17, 45, and a 19. Now, okay. My intention with the 19 was just to put some night sight, low profile sights on it, and that was it. Maybe change the trigger later on down the road. But as it was, I was just going to leave it as it is. And this was going to be the gun I carried when it made better sense to carry a gun without a flashlight, without an optic, and just some, you know.
Lower profile.
So I made a video about that and put it out on YouTube, which I had to put it up there twice. That's a story in and of itself. I was using a music company called Licked to buy royalty, not royalty free, but get licensed to regular music.
Right.
And it was pretty good, and I used a Linkin Park track in that video, and I used a Hot Chocolate track in that video from the 70s. And they would not clear it and let the video be monetized, because YouTube always sees that as a copyright, so I have to get them to clear it. And they came out and said, it's because you have guns. And I was like, guns are legal in the United States, and they're out of the UK. They're like, but globally, they're not. So you can't use it, because our artists are against guns. And I was just thinking, Hot Chocolate's against guns? I don't even think Hot Chocolate exists in their original form anymore. And as far as Linkin Park, I mean, you know, Chester Bennington killed himself. I mean, I don't even know if they exist in their old form. So having said all
the managers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to pull it down and then re-edit it and re-upload it with royalty-free music. But I threw it out there, and I got contacted by something called Vantage Point Armory. And heretofore, they've been making these archery stuff. and they've decided to go out into the gun world. And what they've done is they have made a compensator that goes onto a Glock 19, but you don't attach it to the Glock 19. You attach it to a Surefire X300 U. It has the...
So it reaches up under, around from the bottom.
Right.
That rail we were talking about earlier.
The accessory rail, yes, sir. So they're sending that, and that means I have to put a flashlight on it, which will effectively... It won't be quite as long as a Glock 17, but it will be longer. So now that I'm going to be having a comped gun with a big honking flashlight on it, the biggest flashlight I own... But it will be portable. Now I'm like, well, should I just go ahead and break down and put an optic on it? Because that whole low-profile thing is gone. It's blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away. I'll end up having to... I have a Glock 43, which I use for if I'm filming and moving around a lot, and I have to... some of these bigger guns are just... They just press in certain ways and everything else, but... I was so happy being settled and saying, I don't need any more guns. I found where I need to be. I found my place. And then I get an email from this dude.
I would say don't put the optic on it. Go carry it. And if you go, you know, it's great, but for what it is, the ability to carry it comfortably more places isn't worth the comp. I don't know that that'll be true, but that's the experiment you can conduct and let us know what's fine.
So you just got a next belt, right? You got a next gun.
I did.
And so I tried that the other day, and I'd ordered some holsters from a company called We the People. For these guns. So I got their inside the waistband holster for the Glock 45 with a flashlight and with an optic, and I stuck it on there with my next belt, and I carried it all day Thanksgiving to include, I was with my grandchildren all day, and then I took them to a light show, a Christmas light show where they had a petting zoo, and I had to walk all around all that, and I wore that for like 12 hours that way. And I can carry a gun with a flashlight and an optic on it all day long if I have the right holster and the right belt.
Inside the waistband.
The waistband and the right belt. So, you know, I have discovered, between the weight loss and the trigger readdress and just getting out there and doing some critical thoughts about which belt, which holster, which way, which how. And I found it. And so I don't think it'll be. I think if I were to order a inside the waistband for the Surefire X300 for a Glock 17, I think their inside the waistband holster would work.
Interesting. But by the way, is Super Dave almost all outside the waistband?
Exclusively. Now sometimes he's off body. But I mean, he designed this very, his holster, he calls it the S. Dave rig, and his holster and magazine carriers, if you get an S. Dave rig, you're getting a holster and 7 magazine carriers.
Wow.
Because he carries 7 magazines when he is in his full-blown setup. And the holster itself is slightly offset and dropped, but real close, right? And when you look at the holster, you look at it, and your first thought would be, oh, some kid did this in school. Because it's a piece of Kydex that got heated up, and it's folded around to make a loop for the belt, and it's folded around to make the holster, and it's got a tension screw. So it's about as simple a holster as you're going to find. But the beauty of it is it has enough retention, and it hangs at just the right height. The one thing about the We the People holsters are they ride really high.
Yeah.
So when you're clearing a cover garment, you basically got to show all the way up to your chest to get that cover garment out of the way to get the gun free and everything else. Dave's rig sits a little lower.
Yeah.
It's almost like a drop leg to a degree that it's offset and goes down a little bit.
Right.
It's a genius design.
What he's trading and what makes perfect sense, just like you know, we said, look, is this too big to carry to gain the follow-up shots offered by a compensator?
Right.
And Dave's going, look, it's a little harder to conceal. but it's not poking me in the waist. You know, it's down lower on my hip, yeah. Actually closer to the hip joint. And when I go to grab it, it's right there. I don't have to, and it'll, you know, I have to wear a longer cover garment, but I don't have to move that garment as far to clear the gun.
Right.
There are lots of beautiful trades. This is the time to learn about concealed carry because, you know, before it was kind of, well, it's always been hidden. We have fashion shows about concealed carry now.
I know.
That's so cool.
Well, they do for women. I don't ever see any. Do guys, well, I mean, John Adine modeled a holster at one of those, didn't he?
I was in one of those.
Okay. So men do. Okay. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, if I can carry outside the waistband, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to. But, I mean, inside the waistband is not impossible with the right belt. I even tried another belt that have you ever heard of a groove belt, the groove line belt?
No.
I can't remember who makes it, but I could tell you. It has a magnetic fastener, right? So it's not a ratchet system. You just adjust it and get it right. But the thing is, it gives. It has some stretch to it. So for inside the waistband carry, it is stupendous. I can do it with the next belt. But with the next belt, like when I sit down, I have to ratchet it out a little bit to just be comfortable. Right. And then I can, when I stand up, I ratchet it back in. With this, it just gives.
Is it called Groove Life?
Groove Life. That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Just found it.
You should check that one out, too. I mean, they sell those. Wherever they have the next belt, they probably have the Groove Life. I saw those at some gun shop the other day. Before we go to the next break, tell everybody how to find you once again.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Little snack food of a podcast. 20 minutes. That'll fit in your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's an ensemble. We run an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles waiting for you. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Keeps Bill and I busy once a week.
Once a week. When we get back, I got a series of questions I'm going to ask Rob. Just to get his thoughts on it, although it won't make much of a difference because I've just committed so much money to the materials. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morrison. I've been, thankfully, I get to bounce some things off of him. Rob and I have trained twice together at the same class at the same time. And you know what I'm trying to do. You already have accomplished it, but I'm still working towards it. What do you think about flashlights mounted on guns?
I think they are, just like optics, they are the coming thing.
Yeah.
That's saying 4 years ago they were the coming thing. They're pretty common now, but again, do you need all that kit because you're going to carry it all the time?
Right.
The issue with law enforcement, of course. By the way, flashlights are now so bright that you can shine it on the ground and the reflection is going to illuminate people. You're not literally pointing the gun at them in order to see them.
Right.
It's just a matter of how much kit you want to carry.
Well, and that's an excellent point. See, I see these guys that do this everyday carry, where they've got a folder, a folding knife. They've got a separate flashlight. They've got a trauma kit. They have a roll of duct tape wrapped around a cigarette lighter. They've got enough stuff on them to where they don't need a bug out bag.
Right.
And I myself don't necessarily want to carry that much stuff. And
yeah.
When I was looking at the flashlight part of it, the knife part of it, I get. I understand. The flashlight part of it, there's a couple of flashlights out there now that, like, you can have them hooked to your keychain, and you pull it free, and it turns on. And it's a little itty-bitty light, and if you need a light, that's a good secondary light to have. But if you need a serious flashlight, I've just been thinking, why not have it on my gun? Now, remember when we took the red dot class, remember how Steve was saying, I don't like to put lights on my guns, even though every gun he shot that particular class had a light on it.
Had a light on it.
And his reasoning was he didn't like to point a gun at somebody when he was trying to shine a light on them. Okay.
Which I think is
valid.
I think that's a training issue. But it's a point, right?
It's a point. But to that end, I do this segment with Lee Williams called Think, Aim, Fire.
Right.
We bring in a guy named Bob Keller. Now, Bob is a product developer and he's with Staccato. He's part of Team Staccato. But he's also a former Spec Ops guy.
Yeah.
Tier 1. And I simply asked him, well, what do you think about just carrying your flashlight separate? And he said, well, that depends. Do you train to shoot one-handed? And I thought about that. I'd never thought about it that way. So I got a separate flashlight because I don't want to point a gun at somebody. But if I bring a gun up, if I'm in a gunfight and I have to illuminate them, do I want to be shooting one-handed or two-handed? Which I know the answer to that one. I want to be shooting two-handed.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the old FBI crossed wrist technique was what I grew up learning and what I default to too often.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah. Let me add the other side, though.
Yeah.
Having that light is great because most criminal assaults happen at night. Got it. It's a good idea right up until you say, this thing is just too heavy for me to carry, in which case you lose the advantage of the flashlight because it's with your gun back there.
Right.
So that's the trade-off. As long as you're willing to carry it, by all means.
Yeah, that's why I tried so yesterday I tried, Thanksgiving Day, I tried the inside the waistband holster.
Right.
Yesterday, when we went out, I used the outside the waistband holster for the Glock 17 with a Streamlight TLR-1 on it.
Wow.
And this was a paddle holster as well. But it was it was designed close enough to where my shirt covered it. So I wore it all day long. No issues. Because I had the right belt.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I have no excuse for not making these discoveries years and years and years and years ago. I should have already been there when I called you that first time. Hey, Rob Morris, I've heard of your podcast. Would you come on my show? You know, I should have already been there, but I was not. And to that degree, I'm glad I'm here now. But by the same token, yes, sir.
Okay, so there are millions and millions of guys in your shoes. Excuse me. Sing it, Bill, all the way back here in the back row. Because concealed is concealed. If you didn't grow up in the gun culture, and lots and lots of people who are now gun owners are not from the old gun culture, you don't know. You got to hear Bill talk about it and go, why didn't I figure this out? You saying that just it put the guys that make bad holsters and bad belts back behind 5 years. Good. We want to leave them in the junk drawer because there are better things out there.
Well, the good thing is nowadays there's like when you go to I cannot find that old Blackhawk holster that had the button that you pushed on the side unless you go I don't know who sells those anymore. And all of these places that have any kind of belt, they have the next belt, they have Core Essentials belts, and they have other belts that work. And so the belts, for the most part, most of what's available out there today works. And most of the handguns, I mean, straight up from the Taurus G3C, that's a little itty bitty handgun that costs $240. It has it's a striker fire, but it has second strike capability with the trigger. Thing runs like a clock. And everything up from that. I mean, when you get into the Glock range, the Sig range, you're with Smith & Wesson M&P now. When you get into that range, all of those guns now have been the Smith & Wesson M&P, the first one that came out. It was abysmal. But the 2.0, that, I mean, the reason ATEI exists is because of the original Smith & Wesson, because Doug was the only one that could put a decent trigger on one.
Interesting.
Yeah, so. All that being said.
I knew they did a lot of work. Well, isn't it? And. Well, Lock and Load's been around for now, nearly a decade, and there's a need. Thank goodness you're there, because someone has to talk about these issues. What's interesting is, I'm a brand new gun owner. There are podcasts for that.
Yeah.
I'm trying about learning about the law of self-defense. Strange usage, Shay. Andrew Branca has a podcast, The Law of Self-Defense. This lifestyle is so large.
Yeah.
How do I travel with my gun? What are the laws here? We're still trying to play catch up to the culture that's changing around us.
Right. Well, I guess all I could say is I've been making the mistakes, so you don't have to.
That's right.
I've been behind the learning curve, so you don't have to be.
Right.
And I'm, you know, it's been an interesting, I mean, all of that has been interesting and everything else. It's good to finally get to some point where I can sit back and say, okay, I have confidence now.
Right.
Although I am waiting. Now, if they ever get out there with the FCU on the SIG P220 and get out there and SIG comes out and says, we know that the SIG FCUs have not been uniform and they've all been bad for various reasons and everything. We've gotten out in front of it. We are now going to do this. Anybody with an FCU that has an older one that was made after this, please send them in. We're going to fix them or replace them at our cost. If they would do that, I'm a SIG guy. But until that day comes, I'm a Glock guy. And the only reason I say that is because with the SIG, the frame of the SIG, the grip angle of the SIG, the way it's balanced and everything, I can draw a smiley face on a target with one of those things.
Yeah.
And but until that time, I will train to draw a smiley face with the Glock. I will get there.
There you go.
Because I have confidence in it now. So anyway. Rob's just been sitting here all these years just humoring me. And, you know, how many times have I said, Rob, I have a new carry gun?
I think that's what they're going to put on the bottom of your tombstone.
Yeah.
Finally mastered it.
He finally, last week. Finally settled on a gun 23 hours ago. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And you basically could claim that you have a third podcast because you get to come here and panel.
Sure do.
Panel with me for how long are the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast?
I'm on eight years now.
Well, I mean, how many minutes in length?
Oh, I try and stay around 20. 20. I got 120 hours out.
And you do that twice a week?
Once a week.
Once a week. So basically, this is your third podcast right here. This is your third podcast.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll start putting in the show notes. Lock and Load with Rob Morse as my guest, or Rob Morse's third podcast. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.